Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Revel.
Thanks very much. None of us can take too much reality, really, can we? I mean, there's got to be a little bit of fantasy and glamour in anything to make it tolerable. Like, I read at least one paper a day, yeah? But I always start with the sports pages before I turn to all the depressing stuff. Unless, of course, England are playing cricket, in which case I start at the front page. But it's like, I don't know, if you go on the first date with a new person, there's a bit of glamour there, a sense of occasion. Initially, you meet them for a specific purpose, a film, a meal, sex, maybe all three. Except I tend to find you spill the popcorn and the people in the next row keep asking you to be quiet. Or to make more noise, depending on the cinema. And you don't know everything about the person, so there's room to imagine things. Then, eventually, you get to a point where you feel you know them well enough to suggest some of the things you were imagining, and they slap you around the face and walk out of the restaurant. But after a while, you start seeing the person for themselves, which is a short step from seeing them as they really are, with their impossibly irritating habits. And I'm not just talking about love affairs here. You spend any sustained period of time with your closest friends and you'll find that a fundamental part of your relationship is regular periods of separation. After 3 days together, one of the friends will be looking on the other less as a friend and more as potential exhibit A in their trial for manslaughter. Well, I hope so, otherwise that's just the effect I have on people. Okay, yeah. Well, look, my money's running out, so... Nothing new there, no. Nice talking to you again anyway, Susie. All the best. Yeah, bye.
Same again, Nick.
Yeah, full frontal rejection at the hands of an ex-girlfriend. It's terrible.
Actually, Nick, when I said same again, I meant did you want another pint of Guinness?
Yeah.
Hi there, Brian.
Dennis.
Afternoon, Dennis.
All right, Nick. Still keeping telecom in business, I see.
Yeah, well, someone's got to pay your wages, haven't they?
It's been a bit of a tough time for you recently, hasn't it, Nick? What with Caroline leaving you and your flat burning down?
Caroline didn't leave me. I broke up with her.
Oh, I heard she went off to South America to live with some Brazilian fella.
That was on the rebound.
On the rebound.
Oh, yes.
I've heard she's been seeing him for about 6 weeks before you found out about it.
Well, yeah, obviously she sensed I was going to ditch her, you know.
Ah, positive thinking.
Oh, that's good.
It's not positive thinking, Dennis. It's...
Self-delusion?
No, positive thinking. Sounds better.
It's not self-delusion. It's not positive thinking. It's just the truth.
Whatever works for you.
No, quite.
Because losing your home and your woman on the same day must be tough.
Wait a minute. How do you know all this, anyway?
I was testing a line. I accidentally picked up on yours.
You mean you've been bugging me?
Well, not on purpose. See, on the phone, you sound remarkably like Prince Charles.
Well, there are advantages to being single anyway. All this free time has given me a really good chance to get on with the novel.
So, no paid work coming in either, then?
No.
Ah, well, looking on the bright side, you're only down to M in your address book.
Yeah, give us some more change for the phone, will you?
Sure.
So, no Craig this last time?
No, he had things to do.
Well, don't let it get to you.
Don't let what get to me?
Well, you've been staying with Craig and Shona for 3 weeks. Craig misses a Sunday lunchtime for the first time in living memory. I'm sure the two things are completely unconnected.
Well, of course they are. Craig and Shona are my best friends.
Craig, if that human hemorrhoid doesn't leave soon, I'm going to kill him.
Oh, come on.
This is the first time I've seen you on your own during daylight for how long's he been here? 6 months?
3 weeks.
He's been in the pub, what, an hour? Listen, he left a message on the machine.
Hi, Craig, Shona. It's Nick here. Look, I'm in the pub. If someone called Jackie calls, can you tell her I'm in the pub and that I'll be back about 2:30? No, in fact, can you give her the number for the public phone in here? I've written it down by your phone. She might call by, in which case, could you send her over? Right, well, see you later.
He's desperate, isn't he?
Desperate? It's only a matter of time before he starts humping the sofa. How long before his flat's ready?
Well, the builders are finished. I reckon the decorating will take me about another week if I do it properly.
Forget doing it properly. Just get him out of here.
What is it about him that annoys you so much?
Where do I start? I'm trying to run the calf and do an open university course in what spare time I do have. So the last thing I need when I come home from work is Nick.
Yeah, but what is so bad about him?
Okay, I come home. The place is a complete tip. Newspapers and magazines all over. Dust over everything. With Nick staring out of the window with a blank sheet of paper in front of him. So I say, God, sorry this place place is such a mess, Nick. You know, papers all over, and it could do with a good hoovering, but I never get the time. And he says, have you thought about getting a cleaner? And flicks the cigarette in the general direction of the ashtray. Then he says, oh, by the way, I did some shopping. And there's a carrier bag with a toothbrush, a Frank Zappa CD, one courgette, 8 cans of beet beans, and a book on keeping goldfish and an Evening Standard. So I sit down to do the quick crossword, and he's already filled it in. And how long does one man have to spend in the bath? I'm surprised he hasn't developed webbed feet. No wonder he isn't pulling. He should go up the park and try chatting up the ducks.
Which Frank Zappa album was it?
For God's sake, Craig.
Okay, well, I'll paint as fast as I can, but remember, I've got to cover for you in the cafe tomorrow afternoon when you're seeing your tutor.
Well, can't you get Andy in to help?
It cuts my profit. Hey. All right, guys. Looking good today.
Whoa, now, don't you start talking to the geraniums as well.
It makes them grow better.
Makes them grow better? I came home the other night and there was Nick telling them the plot of his novel. It was enough to bore anyone to death.
She's right there, you know, Alvin.
Yeah, what's his novel about, anyway?
Don't you listen?
Yeah, I tried, but I always end up going to sleep.
Well, Nick explained to me, a writer has to live what he writes, so that his work is infused with the passion of experience. As far as I can make out, his novel's about a man who spends his whole life staring out the window.
Oh, I can relate to that. I spend all my life staring out the window.
And he's a bad influence on you.
Oh, come on. Boys' nights out. Nothing wrong with that once in a wee while.
5 nights in a row is not once in a while. And how come you always end up singing country and western numbers? 3 shots of Jack Daniels down your gullet and a front room turns into the Grand Old Opry.
Okay. I still think you're overreacting.
Hmm. And what are you watching on the TV right now?
It's the Eurosports channel on cable.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was something Nick was very good on. In fact, he was brilliant. The moment he knew our street could get cable, he hassled them and he hassled them until they agreed to come and put it in 3 months ahead of schedule.
And what precisely is the programme you're watching?
Pro celebrity sumo mud wrestling.
Mm-hmm. For heaven's sake.
From Bulgaria.
Oh, from Bulgaria. Essential viewing.
That's really interesting once you get into it. I mean, look, you wouldn't have think a TV weather girl could throw a guy like that, would you? He's a 17-stone steel erector. Where on earth does she get the strength to dump a guy that size?
Maybe he overstayed his welcome at her flat.
Okay, Joanne, well, sorry to bother you. Yeah, bye.
No luck.
Now,
what was her excuse, Nick?
She's busy.
Who had she's busy?
I did.
Jesus.
You win again, Dennis.
Well, Nick, I hate to benefit from someone else's misfortune.
Well, you're a B-team maintenance engineer. You should be used to it.
You know where you're going wrong, don't you, Nick?
Well, where's that then, Dennis?
You're chasing it too hard. The desperation transmits. You should just relax. Not think about trying to pull. Just sit back, get on with your life, and watch them start coming to you.
Have you got a girlfriend, Dennis?
No. I never come in here when I've got a girlfriend.
You've been in here every day for the past 3 years.
Hey, I'm a patient man. Trust me, it's the only way.
Well, if it doesn't work out, it just means you've spent 3 years simply drinking beer.
Well, at least that way you haven't been wasting your life.
So, Nick, do you want more change for the phone?
Why would I want change for the phone? Hey, I'm a patient man. Another pint, please, Brian. Let him come to me. It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi.
Blimey, that was quick.
Hi. Is anyone using that stool next to you?
No, it's free. Haven't seen you in here before.
No.
Just moved in?
Yes.
Well, can I buy you a drink?
Oh, that's very kind, but my boyfriend's getting me one.
All right.
Don't look now, Nick, but her boyfriend's staring at you.
He's big, isn't he?
He's pretty big.
Uh-oh.
He's coming over, isn't he?
Yeah.
He looked pretty big sitting down.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
You're talking to my girlfriend.
Yeah, just being friendly. It's a friendly pub, isn't it, Dennis? Dennis? And, you know, when a new face comes in, we tend to talk to them. I hope you don't think I was...
What?
Trying to chat her up.
You should hope I don't think you were trying to chat her up.
Oh, no way.
No way?
No way.
So are you telling me my girlfriend is unattractive?
No.
But you just said you weren't trying to chat her up.
Yeah.
So when an attractive woman comes up and asks you if the seat next to you is free, it doesn't occur to you to chat her up?
Well, not necessarily.
You're a puff.
What's that got to do with you?
I don't like puffs.
Oh, that's a shame, because you're quite an arsehole.
Nobody talks to me like that.
You don't get out much, then.
Why What did you say?
You heard.
I could tear your head off with one hand, you little punk.
True, but this glass would be in your face before me head hit the floor.
You're either very brave or very stupid.
It's for me to know and you to find out, isn't it?
Come on, Katie. We're out of here.
Ooh, Jesus, Nick, that was pretty cool.
Not really. It's only what Philip Marlowe would have done. Besides, if he'd made a move, I know you and Dennis and Sean would have jumped him straight away after the first punch.
A fellow that size.
Oh, you must be joking.
What?
Sean, Nick's fainted. Fetch him some water, will you, Sean? Nick. Anyone at home?
Nick, hey, here you're just in time for the Arkansas tractor racing semi-finals.
No, I think I'll do some work.
Yeah? Hey, you feeling okay? You look awfully pale.
Yeah, fine. I just think I've been reading too much Raymond Chandler. Do you want some tea?
Good plan.
Oh, Jackie didn't call, did she?
No.
Oh, hi, Shona.
Hi, Nick.
You're using the computer?
Yes.
Jackie didn't call, did she? No?
No.
No. Okay, well, I'll leave you to it.
Fine.
Yeah, right. You will let me know, won't you, when you're finished on the computer. I'm not trying to rush you.
I'll be finished when I've finished, okay?
Sure. Sorry.
Yes?
Forgot to say, would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks, Nick. Just some peace and quiet.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry to bother you.
That's okay.
By the way, Jackie didn't call, did she?
No, you just asked me that.
Did I?
Mm.
She didn't.
No.
No.
Oh, for God's sake! Nick, what are you doing? Nick!
Oh, you're done on the computer already?
No! What are you doing?
I'm hoovering.
Well, could you please do it some other time?
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
See that, Alvin? That was an example of what they call low animal cunning.
What was?
Doing the hoovering at a point when Shona will be forced to ask you not to do the hoovering.
Ah, rubbish. I just like hoovering, that's all.
Mind the hoover flex.
Oh, my legs, you clumsy fool. You've knocked me over and I can't feel my legs. Oh, I'll never walk again and it's all your fault.
Of course you can't walk, you're a geranium.
It was a joke.
Craig, do you know where the dustpan and brush is?
No. Ask Shona.
No, I won't bother her.
I don't believe it. There's mud all over the carpet. Craig, can I have a word with you, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah, back in a minute, Nick.
Craig, yeah. You will phone Andy and you will make sure Nick's flat is ready by Tuesday, okay?
Or else what?
Or else you will never see me naked again.
You can't threaten me like that.
Yes, I can.
So what made you change your mind and get me in on this one then, Craig?
Oh, pure altruism, Andy. Hey, I mean, what's the point of earning money if you can't share it with your pals, eh? Also, if Nick's not out of our place pronto, Shona will never sleep with me again.
What, she fancies Nick?
No.
She thinks you fancy Nick?
She's blackmailing me sexually.
She's got photos of you and Nick.
She wants Nick's flat to be ready as soon as possible so that he can move back in and it'll just be her and me in our flat again.
Oh, I get it.
Good.
She's finally fed up with all that kinky threesome stuff.
You know what I mean. Now, before I forget, let me give you Nick's spare keys so you can lock up tonight.
Okay.
There you go.
Do I get a free lunch if I come over the cafe this afternoon, then?
Sure.
Will you save me something that Shona made?
What's the matter with my cooking?
I'm a vegetarian, Craig. Last time you made me a salad, there was a black pudding in it.
So, black pudding's not meat, is it? It's just blood. It might not have come from a dead animal even, you know, just a pig with a nosebleed. That's the trouble with vegetarians, they're so narrow-minded.
Hi, guys, how's it going?
Oh, hi, Nick, you know Andy, don't you?
Yeah, how you doing, Andy?
Oh, there's some mail for you, Nick, on the table.
All right. Oh, it's a postcard from Caroline. Having a great time. Can't make out a writing there.
No, let's see.
What's that say? Wish you were here.
No, it says, because you're not here.
All right, so it does.
Oh, now come on, Nick. There's no point getting upset about a woman.
Well, that's rich. Coming from a man who's paying me 50 quid just so he can see his wife naked again.
Well, it's nothing. Nick, you should get out, you know, meet some new women. Go clubbing or something.
Yeah, why don't you come down to a gig tonight? Yeah, that'll keep your mind off Caroline and Rio de Janeiro.
What kind of music is it?
Well, sort of neo-grunge, but with a lot of Brazilian in it. sorry.
Nah, I don't think so.
We do have two backing singers. Both female. Both unattached.
Go on, Nick.
Look, I'm really not interested in going to some sweaty, smoky rock pub on the off chance of chatting up some girl, flirting over a few drinks, going back to her place, diving into a passionate embrace, tearing each other's clothes off, leaping into bed and engaging in hour upon hour of meaningless, purely physical sex. What time's the gig start?
About 10.
Okay. No, I should work. I should
you
work.
Should go. You come up with some of your best fiction talking to women you barely know.
Well, do you fancy it?
I don't know. Maybe I should be over here putting in the finishing touches. You know, make sure that you can definitely move out. In tomorrow.
Shona's blackmailing you, isn't she?
Aye.
She's withholding sexual favours until I move out, isn't she?
How did you work that out?
You're twitchy, you're shaking. Also, the walls are very thin in your flat, and last night I slept. Well, no, don't worry about having a night out with your oldest mate.
I could get you in half price.
Yeah, come on, Craig. I mean, the Shona's out all day. Well, when the cat's away.
You're a grown man with the social attitudes of a fifth former. Oh, okay, I'll come. But just to keep you company, mind.
Oh, you don't think you'll have a chance of anything else, do you? Not when the governor's cooking. Okay, listen, I gotta go.
What's that noise?
I bet I can guess. My upstairs neighbour. Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, Nick. With you being away, I thought I'd just make sure your front door was strong enough to withstand a crowbar round the hinges. Neighbour.
Very neighbourly of you, Mr. Wilcox.
Hey, well,
That's all we've got time for, thank you, and good night, Stanmore.
Whoa, I really enjoyed that, Craig. Actually, it's not that heavy a pub, considering they serve beer in plastic glasses.
You seriously liked it?
No, Andy's coming over.
Oh, yeah, good band, yeah. He's got the backing singers with him. Now, just relax and don't go on about your age.
Stop telling me to relax, I'm not uptight.
You just crushed your beer glass.
Andy, good gig, mate.
Oh, thanks. Craig, Nick, this is Lorette and Judy.
Hi, how you doing? Hi. I'll get some drinks. Who wants what?
No, I'll get the drinks. You stay here.
I'll be back in a bit. Got to get the equipment shifted.
Yeah, okay.
Nice set.
Yeah, enjoyed the set, by the way, girls.
Yeah?
Yeah, very different stuff. I liked it, though. Made me feel young again. Well, not that I'm old. I just feel it. Sometimes. Well, we all do sometimes, don't we?
No. Huh,
well, lucky you.
35.
How could you tell?
I counted them from the stage.
Oh, right. Not bad for a Monday night.
Well, it don't work out as much of a door split between seven of us.
Here we go. 3 pints and 2 Southern Comforts.
How did you know we drank Southern Comfort?
Oh, well, I was watching the gig attentively. Oh. And this is going to sound like a cheap line, but I have to confess, most of the time, I was watching you two. Yeah, you had a bottle behind the speaker. Cheers.
Very observant.
Well.
So, Craig, you must be the writer. What kind of stuff do you write?
Oh, no. Nick's the writer.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm working on a novel at the moment. It's,
Right. Well, what do you do then, Craig?
What did you have in mind?
You should be an actor.
Why?
You're good looking enough.
Oh, stop it. You'll embarrass me. You all right, Nick?
Fine.
Just relax.
I am relaxed.
Oh, not again. So tell me, Loretta, Judy.
Judy.
Loretta, yeah. How come that you only get to do the backing vocals when clearly you're better singers than Andy will ever be?
Looks like I get another round in.
Really, really great singers.
You know, like it is.
I'll get another round in
you
anyway.
You should be fronting the band, no doubt about it. Anissa's not my niece. My knees. So look, do you fancy coming back to my place for a drink?
Yeah, okay. Why not? We'll just go and get our stuff.
Right. Nick?
What?
Are you coming back to my place for a drink?
Well, yeah, I live there.
So you do. It's gone pretty well, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. Come on, let's go and get a cab.
Okay.
So what's been going on there tonight, then?
Rock gig.
Oh, a rock gig. A lot of these rock musicians are earning thousands and still signing on the dole, you know.
Oh, eh?
Yeah. I mean, they talk about 3 million unemployed, right? Well, 2.5 million of them have got jobs on the choir. 2.5 million is diabolical. And the other 500 million are black, and they're all selling drugs.
Oh, shut up. Just drive the cab and shut your stupid moronic mouth. You really believe all that rubbish, don't you? You know why? Because you never get contradicted. People don't want to run the risk of you kicking them out in the middle of nowhere in the pissing rain. Or they can't be bothered arguing with a moron who's incapable of understanding anything more intellectually challenging than a road sign. Well, once in a while, you need telling, so just drive and shut up. I felt really good getting that off my chest. I also have to confess, I figured it'd impress the girls. I could tell from the look on Craig's face, he realised he wasn't going to have it all his own way this evening after all.
Nice one.
Yeah, here we are in the pissing rain, just because you couldn't ignore a cab driver.
Well, it's only a 10-minute walk now, anyway.
Hey, taxi! Could you take us to...
I've heard about you lot on the radio. Right, I'll take you three, but I'm not carrying the big-nosed loony lefty.
Bye!
See you in 10 minutes, Nick.
Bye!
Oh, hi, Nick.
Hi. Long 10 minutes.
Yeah, what held you up? Get talking politics to some more taxi drivers.
Excuse me while I got out of these wet clothes.
What, and slip into something more comfortable? I can't wait.
Oh, no, typical laundry crisis. All I had clean were a pair of birthday musical socks. A sweatshirt with the slogan, "So many women, so little time." And a pair of brown nylon trousers I've been meaning to give to Oxfam since 1978.
Oh, like your sweatshirt, stud boy.
Someone gave it to me as a joke, okay?
Oh, put a record on.
Oh, no need. We can listen to Party Animal Sock.
Okay, now look, we've got to be really quiet now, okay? Shh, because our flatmate is in bed upstairs.
Okay.
Flatmate? I don't understand. Is that another word for wife, Nick?
Yeah, it's the word you use for wife when you want a temporary divorce that you don't want her to know about.
Oh, are you talking to that geranium?
Yeah, it makes them grow.
What? Makes them grow bigger?
Yeah.
Must remember that. Come here, Craig, let me try it.
What on earth do you mean? Now, look, we don't have any Southern Comfort here, so is whiskey okay?
Sure.
Oh, what, you been taping?
Oh, yeah, let's watch a video. What is it?
Truly Madly Deeply. Have you seen it?
Truly Madly Deeply? Oh,
it's rubbish.
Might have known. As far as I'm concerned, anyone who doesn't like Truly Madly Deeply, I don't need to know. But the sad thing was, I was desperate. Yeah, it's not that good, is it? Craig taped it.
Here we go. Drinks.
Nice. Did you like Truly Madly Deeply, Craig?
Oh, sure.
I thought it was a load of steaming pile.
Well, you're wrong there. There's great acting, lovely structure, moments of delightful humour amongst the intense emotion, and yet, despite the tragedy of the whole piece, an optimistic and uplifting ending. Anyone who doesn't like it has no taste.
You're right. It's a good film. You have no taste, Nick.
Down the hall. But quiet, don't wake my,
flatmate.
Well, time for bed, I suppose.
There's a cab office round the corner. I suddenly feel like I'm going to pass out.
Oh, okay. How about a good night kiss, then?
I've got hepatitis.
You've been drinking all night?
Aye, well, I'm Scottish. Different metabolism.
Okay, then. Well, good night. I'll see you again.
Aye, yeah. We'll come to your next gig, eh, Nick?
Oh, yeah, can't wait. I'll walk you around the cab office.
No, don't bother.
You sure?
Yeah, someone might see us with you.
Well, nice to meet you.
Hey, Nick, what are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing. Why?
Well, can I borrow your face? I want to go ratting.
Yes, I think we've got enough laughter on that particular line, thank you. Hey, have they gone now? Still haven't lost your touch then, eh, Craig?
Well, I didn't like to say it myself in case it made you feel bad.
Ah, I'm not bothered. They weren't my type.
They were gorgeous.
Craig, there is more to sex than just physical attraction. I couldn't just go to bed with any girl, no matter how beautiful they were, if I didn't like them. Unless, of course, they wanted to sleep with me. I'm going to bed. By the way, listeners, in case you felt the portrayal of Loretta and Judy in the last scene was in any way offensive in that they were presented simply as objects of male lust and thus one-dimensional and objectified, here they are on the way home.
Lucky to find a cab so quickly on a rainy night like this.
Simply the power of positive thinking, Judy. I think, therefore, I have. Mind you, I'm ready for bed. I have to take Jocasta to the creche early tomorrow so I can get Concord to New York for that lunchtime meeting. What are you doing?
Oh, besides simply rejoicing in the invigorating concept of female self-empowerment become reality, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, in the morning after weight training, I have the launch of my new study of Jeanette Winterson, and then the rest of the day is taken up organising a variety of women against groups. Then in the evening, a lecture to the Nobel Committee on why Emma Thompson should win the Peace Prize. And then an hour's judo practice.
Still on course for the Olympic team?
Yes. Funny, isn't it? Those two boys thought we were simply a pair of bimbo backing singers.
Pathetic. The strange thing is, despite all our magnificent dynamism and trailblazing independence,
yes,
I still get the feeling we're being written by a man.
Sorry to wake you so early, Nick.
What time is it?
It's 5:30. I've got to watch some Open University tapes before I go to work.
Sure, yeah.
Truly Madly Deeply. Who's taped over my programmes? Craig!
What's up?
Who's taped Truly Madly Deeply on this tape?
Eh? Yeah, that's my tape. It's clearly marked Eurosport, Latvian ice polo. I haven't watched that yet.
Well, I haven't watched my programmes either because your pal, half-guest, half-limpet, has taped over it.
Look, I'll get my stuff together. Thanks for everything, and,
bye, yes. Nick. Right.
Jackie didn't call last night at all.
Well, Nick, you've really settled into a good work rhythm since we got back in here. You're playing computer games in a much more creative way.
Yeah, and staring out the window in a much more creative way.
Blimey, that was Jackie just went past. She must think I'm still staying at Craig and Shona's. Jackie! Jackie! Oh, sorry. Thought you were somebody else.
Oh, finally on our own for an evening.
Yeah. Hey, why don't I put on the answering machine so we don't get disturbed?
Good idea.
Come here.
You did really well getting Nick's place finished so fast.
Well, Andy's a really fast painter. Plus, he wanted the money before he went on holiday.
Oh, where's he gone?
To Greece for a week. Hey, do you fancy a drink?
Oh, do you know what I'd really like?
What?
Cocoa.
Oh, my God, Madonna has nothing on this girl for setting a man on fire. I'll be right back.
Oh, no. I'll get it. Nick, I haven't seen you for so long.
Okay, I'm sorry to bother you, Shona. I'll put you some flowers.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Look, I know it must have been a pain having me for so long.
Look, really, it was a pleasure having you. Mostly. If your flat ever burns down again, you know where to come.
Cheers. Is Craig about? It's okay, I'm not coming in, but I've locked myself out and he's got my spare keys. Oh, hi, Craig.
Spare keys, you see?
Yeah, I locked myself out.
Well, give the poor man his spare keys so we can get to his bed.
I gave them to Andy.
But Andy's in Greece. For a week. You better come in, Nick.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Shut up! It's not your fault. Is it, Craig?
No, I suppose it isn't.
Don't answer it! The machine is on.
Hi, Craig. It's Loretta from the band. I really enjoyed meeting you last night, and I'm just calling to say, give me a call as soon as your hepatitis clears up. I'm looking forward to seeing you, truly, madly, and especially, deeply. Bye.
Shona, don't look at me like that. I can explain.
Do you know what? I just remembered I left a window open. See ya.
Oh! Hello? Police, please. Oh, yes, there's a man trying to force open a window into my neighbour's flat. Yeah, oh, he's white, dark hair, 5'8", big nose. Yeah. The address? Well, it's just round the corner.
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Doon McKeegan, Brian Bowles, Charles McKeown and Gabrielle Calvern. The producer is Joan Magnusson.